Who is Jesus? And what difference does the answer to that question make in our lives? It's a simple question. Who is Jesus? I think in a very real way, though, that simple question is the reason why Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John bothered to take the time to write their Gospels. Because they were convinced of a very profound truth about this man, Jesus. A truth that they knew needed to be heard by the whole world. And so as eyewitnesses or close collaborators of eyewitnesses, they wrote down all that had happened in the life of this Jesus. And in today's gospel, the raising of Lazarus, it is proclaimed every year on this Sunday of Lent when the scrutiny is celebrated. The identity of Jesus is made quite clear. First of all, it's very clear that he is human. He is true man. Made clear perhaps most of all in the shortest verse in all of Scripture that we heard in today's gospel, and Jesus wept. He felt in the depths of his humanity the grief that comes with death. As he considered his friend Lazarus and the grief of Martha and Mary and the others there, he could not but weep with them, physical tears, feeling in the depths of his human soul the absurdity that is death. But Jesus is not merely human. And this also is very clear from the gospel reading. Because he does something that only God can do. He gives life to a dead man. And he said up front when he was first told that Lazarus was ill, knowing that he was going to die, Jesus said, "It is for the glory of God that the Son of God may be glorified through it." In raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus revealed that he is not merely true man, but he is true God in the flesh, on the earth. Martha confessed it. "I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, our evangelists this morning, wrote their gospels to proclaim this truth to the world. That this Jesus, who, yes, is true man in the fullest sense of what it means to have a human nature, is also God. And if that is true, that makes a profound difference for your life and mine, a profound difference for the whole history of the universe. Because God came in the flesh to save us. And the only true response to that reality is to give the whole of our lives over to him. To center the whole of our being on Jesus Christ. Because he and he alone can save us from death. He and he alone can give us a share in divine life, in eternal life. And so it means that Jesus is not meant to be just kind of one interest among many in our lives, one intriguing figure whose philosophy we happen to subscribe to, along with a few other thinkers. He is our God, and he has a claim on everything. This is why in baptism, when a child is brought to the font, one of the very first things the priest or the deacon says is, "I claim you for Christ." You are His. He has a say over the whole of your life now because of what's about to happen in the waters of this font. And the whole of our Christian lives then is meant to be a living of that reality, allowing Christ to have the claim on everything in my life, the whole of my being, everything that I say and do, every moment of every day. It's not just about that one moment of baptism. It's not just about an hour on Sunday morning. It's everything that we are called to give Him. The fact that Jesus Christ is true God and true man means that what happens on this altar, Sunday after Sunday, day after day, is the center of our lives. Because Jesus Christ, true God and true man, becomes present here. The fullness of His being here. In this eternal covenant renewed for us on the altar and then fed to us in Holy Communion. Be good for us as we enter into these final days of Lent, these last 2 weeks before Easter, to reflect upon our lives and for each of us to ask, where does Christ still not yet have a full claim on me? What aspect of my life, of my being, am I holding on to for myself, or have I given away to someone other than Him? And then to bring that to Him, especially here in the Mass, offering it to Him. Giving everything to Him who has a claim on us and receiving from Him the gift of true life. Life that goes beyond just this world, eternal life. Let's ask Him today for the grace to see how He's calling us deeper to union with Him, and then for the courage to give Him the whole of ourselves. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.